The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
PTSB, in which the state has shareholding of over 50%, has announced that it has put itself up for sale. The Department of Finance holds the majority stake. PTSB is the country's third largest lender. Our business correspondent, Fergal O'Brien.
PTSB this morning announced it has commenced a formal sale process with the intention of identifying a new long-term owner. In a statement, it said the board of the bank, with the support of its largest shareholder, the Minister for Finance, Pascal Donoghue, has concluded that it is now in the best interests of the bank and its key stakeholders to commence a formal sale process. In a statement, the finance minister said, with increased investor interest in European banks, the announcement presents the state with the opportunity to exit its last remaining shareholding in an Irish bank after 17 years. The chair of the PTSB board, Julie O'Neill, said the board is of the view that now is the right time to seek a new long-term owner for the bank that will enable PTSB to unlock its potential for further growth and scale.
President Trump has said that China has agreed to relax restrictions on rare earth metals to all countries worldwide. The agreement will be for 1 year and is renewable. Following a meeting with the Chinese President Xi Jinping in Korea, Mr. Trump said he will reduce US tariffs on China from 57% to 47%. Mr. Trump said he will visit China next April. Our Washington correspondent Sean Whelan.
The most important meeting of President Trump's four-day Asia tour lasted just over an hour and a half and ended with no formal press briefing. President Trump told reporters aboard Air Force One that he and the Chinese leader had agreed to a one-year deal to pause severe Chinese restrictions on the global export of rare earth metals, essential to the manufacture of cars, aircraft and military technology. That agreement will be renewable annually, implying greater contact between the two leaders. Mr. Trump said he will visit China in April, with Mr. Xi expected to visit the US later in the year. It will be his first visit to America since 2015. Mr. Trump said he will cut tariffs on Chinese imports from 57% to 47%. He said this was because the Chinese leader had agreed to step up efforts to reduce the flow of precursor chemicals used to make the drug fentanyl. He said President Xi had agreed to resume purchases of US soybeans, a vital export market for US farmers that had been on hold as trade tensions between the two superpowers soared, and pledged further talks on exports of high-end US microchips to China. He said the two leaders discussed the Ukraine war in detail, but did not talk about Taiwan. Sean Whelan, RTE News, Washington.
The British government spent more than £4 million defending a former army veteran acquitted of murder in relation to the events of Bloody Sunday. Soldier F was found not guilty of two counts of murder and five of attempted murder in Derry on January 30th, 1972. His trial concluded earlier this month. Our Northern correspondent, Conor McCauley.
The amount the British government had spent in defence of Soldier F came to light in a response to a parliamentary question by Foyle MP Colm Eastwood. He was told that £4.3 million had been paid out, much of it in legal fees, over the 6 years the criminal case against the former paratrooper had run. Soldier F was found not guilty earlier this month of two counts of murder and five of attempted murder, linked to the events of Bloody Sunday in Derry in 1972. Mr. Eastwood said the Savile inquiry had been clear on what Soldier F had done that day and the huge amount of public money spent defending him on the criminal charges was sick and an insult to the families of the dead and injured. Conor McCauley, RTÉ News, Belfast.
Hurricane Melissa has continued its devastating sweep across the Caribbean, destroying homes and infrastructure, causing flooding and leaving dozens of people dead. Four people died in Jamaica, while at least 20 others died in Haiti in flooding as a result of the hurricane. The Jamaican Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the hurricane caused devastation in some parts of the island and left a trail of destruction.
It is serious damage and in some instances total devastation. In particular, one town, Black River, has been you could literally say totally destroyed. The corridor along which the eye of the hurricane made landfall and proceeded, what you could effectively say is a trail of destruction.
A pedestrian has died after being struck by a bin lorry in Dublin city centre in the early hours of this morning. The incident happened in the Dame Street area around 2 a.m. Four people have been rescued from a fishing vessel in Castletown Bear, County Cork. The incident happened between the main pier at Castletown Bear and Dinish Pier when the boat began to take in water shortly after 8:30 last night. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Becoming wet and windy this morning with spells of heavy rain spreading from the southwest, possibly leading to localised flooding. Southeast winds will increase fresh to strong and gusty with gales on coasts. Later in the evening, showers will move into the west and southwest, highest temperatures 11 to 14 degrees.